with the Papa. You were cited as firing Papa too, because of his failure to overthrow governments and churches. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the selection process for each new Papa?
That is obviously something that happens within the clergy, and that is sort of above us. So the only thing that we know and our only prerequisites as in terms of being, you know, chief of the aesthetic actual execution part of this, we just want someone who's somewhat capable of singing and dancing and, you know, that keeps in shape a little.
Of course.
And, you know, shows up in time is a good thing.
Of course, yes, yes. And so, you know, we've been focusing a lot on the background behind Papa Emeritus and the background behind Ghost and all of the nameless ghouls. But I would just like to ask about a little lighter subject as our last question to wrap this up. You guys have been cited as, you know, using horror movies as a huge inspiration for your art, correct?
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could name a few specific films that you are quite adamant towards and ones that provided as good background and inspiration for Ghost's art?
Well, I mean, we are inspired by cinema in general, but if you want to sort of pinpoint a handful of films that was definitely very instrumental to begin with, especially when we started the band and when the first songs came about, and We often found ourselves talking or referring to, you know, the classic sort of Satanic Panic, the bigger films of the 70s, like Exorcist, The Omen, Rosemary's Baby, obviously being a 60s film, but those sort of films. Because especially Omen had a, you know, Omen and Exorcist, and all three of those films have a really tight story. It's really good, and even the trilogy, the Omen trilogy, is really good, except for the ending. but I mean, it's so ridiculous. For three movies, they've completely stated the case that the underdog here is Satan.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the writer had to. He noticed what he was doing, and he just had to have the God, hand of God coming down and just rank.
Would you have done that differently if you were the writer?
Yes, I think that was the reason why someone, I don't remember whose name escapes me right now, but there was a director doing Omen 4 in the 90s. I think it came in 94 or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
And that ends correctly.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that it was the same thing. He saw the last episode I don't remember exactly when it was, 1980, number 3.
Right.
And he probably needed to grow up and go into film school, and then finally he could make that film and just correct the error that they made. Obviously, sorry, Omen 4 is not as good as the other three, but the ending is correct.
Right, of course. And I think that you named those three films, Ghoul, specifically. I think that that's kind of amazing because actually before this interview, Connor and I were discussing what you might name, and we named those three movies exactly.
Absolutely.
Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist, and The Omen.
Great films.
Yeah, but they are so powerful because also they're toying just like we wanted to do. It's not only the concept of devil coming. It's a lot about people, humans, and love, and confusion, and it's very human. They're very human.
Of course.
I don't say humane, but
of course
they're human, and that's the thing that a lot of people misunderstand. A very elemental thing with our band.
Right.
Most people that probably listen to this show and that are actually fans of the band and are just generally into pop cultural things understand what we're saying, but anybody from the outside that would just see a picture of our band, they would like, "Whoa, it's blasphemy! It's like completely. How can you sing about God like this?" We are not at all singing about God, not at all. We are singing about man. We're singing about you and how you treat and, you know, us, how we treat each other. That's what we sing about.
Of course.
And how we relate to spirits or lack of spirits or gods or a god.
Of course.
And
I would definitely say that this interview and, you know, those statements has given a really good preview of what this show is going to be on Tuesday night here at the Fillmore in the Washington, D.C. area. You know, it's Tuesday, September 22nd, and I definitely think that you've given the audience a great feel for what they're going to get and the theatrics that they're going to experience and the messages on Tuesday night. So thank you once again for joining us. This has been absolutely terrific.
Thank you very much. We're really looking forward to come back to the Fillmore. Really good venue, always nice crowd. Really looking forward to see you all there.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Once again, it's a Nameless Ghoul from the doom metal band Ghost. Thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your Dark Friday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Once again, that was a Nameless Ghoul from the doom metal band Ghost, hailing from Sweden. They're going to be playing at the Fillmore in Silver Spring next Tuesday, September 22nd. You're listening to WGMU Radio. My name is Matt Dotson, host of Up to 11 here on WGMU. I'm joined here by Connor Smith from the Fourth Estate, the newspaper here on campus. Connor, why don't you tell them a little bit what's going to happen after the concert on Tuesday?
Well, of course, we're going to be covering the concert, so just a few days after the event itself, we'll be running a wonderful review on our online edition. We'll be covering everything from the music itself and the wonderful sound of this doom metal band down to the venue aesthetics and the wonderful theatrics they bring to their show. It's always a pleasure going to see a show at the Fillmore, and you can check that out either in our online edition or our next print issue.
So thank you very much, Connor. Be sure to check out that article. Tell your friends about this interview on the website, and go check out the show on Tuesday. Once again, you're listening to WGMU Radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.